Savitri, Book 9, The Book of Eternal Light, Canto 2, The Journey in Eternal Light and the Voice of the Darkness, pages 584, 585. As disappears a golden lamp in gloom, born into distance from the eye's desire, into the shadows vanished Savitri. There was no course, no path, no end or goal. Visionless she moved amid insensible gulfs, or drove through some great black unknowing waste, or whirled in a dumb eddy of meeting winds, assembled by the titan hands of chance. There was none with her in the dreadful vast. She saw no more the vague, tremendous God. Her eyes had lost the luminous Satyavan. Yet, not for this her spirit failed, but held more deeply than the bounded senses can, which grasp eternally and find to lose its object loved. So when on earth they lived, she had felt him straying through the glades are seen in her, its cleft her being's vistas, opening their secrets to his search and joy. Because to jealous sweetness in her heart, whatever happy space his cherished feet preferred, must be at once her soul embracing his body, passing dumbly to his tread. But now a silent gulf between them came, and to abysmal loneliness she fell, even from herself cast out, from love remote. Long hours, since long it seems, when sluggish time is measured by the throbs of the soul's pain, in an unreal darkness, empty and drear, she travelled, treading on the corpse of life, lost in a blindness of extinguished souls. Solitary in the anguish of the void, she lived in spite of death, she conquered still. In vain her present being was oppressed, her heavy, long monotony of pain, tardily of its fears, self-tortured, tired. At first, a faint, inextinguishable gleam, pale but immortal, flickered in the gloom, as if a memory came to spirit dead, a memory that wished to live again, dissolved from mind in nature's natal sleep. It wandered like a lost ray of the moon, revealing to the night her soul of dread. Serpentine in the gleam, the darkness lolled, its black hoods dwelled with a mystic glow, its dull, sleek folds shrank back and coiled and slid, as though they felt all light a cruel pain and suffered from the pale approach of hope. Night felt assailed her heavy, somber reign. The splendor of some bright eternity threatened with this faint beam of wandering truth, her empire of the everlasting naught. Implacable in her intolerant strength, and confident that she alone was true, she strove to stifle the frail, dangerous ray. Aware of an all-negating immensity, she reared her giant head of nothingness, her mouth of darkness swallowing all that is. She saw in herself the tenebrous absolute. But still the light prevailed, and still it grew. And Savitri to her lost self awoke. Her limbs refused the cold embrace of death. Her heart beats triumphed in the grasp of pain. Her soul persisted, claiming for its joy, the soul of the beloved now seen no more. Before her in the stillness of the world, once more she heard the treading of a God. And out of the dumb darkness, Satyavan, her husband grew into a luminous shade. Then a sound pealed through the dead monstrous realm, vast like the surge in a tired swimmer's ears, clamoring a fatal iron-hearted roar, death mission to the knights, his lethal call.